When New Yorkers are in bed, their subways are still rumbling. It's one of the few underground transit systems in the world that stays open 24 hours. That's nice for bleary-eyed revelers and late-shift workers trying to get home. But it's difficult for the people who have to clean and repair the system between trains. As part of our recognition of the 100th anniversary of the New York City subway system, NPR's Robert Smith spent the night in the subway that never sleeps.
If you're stuck waiting for a train past midnight at the Columbus Circle station, you might appreciate the blues.
If I had a nickel, every nickel back, I'd be a wealthy man. Oh, wealthy man, wealthy man.
Guitarist Andrew Katz says he can never find a good spot to play in the subways during the day. It's too crowded, too rushed. But at night, he's got the stage to himself.
I like late night New York. I like the sort of suit, tuxedo jacket, come undone, trampled, rose in the lapel, the hair undone, a little drunk, going home to, you know, make whoopee kind of hour.
It's a romantic image that might be hard to appreciate when the trains are running late and bedtime is 17 stops away in Brooklyn. Julian Ayer peers from a platform into an empty tunnel.
Sometimes you can wait half hour to an hour, depending if there's delays. There's only a couple trains running, and if there's a delay, there's no trains coming. Seriously, try not to get aggravated, because there's nothing you can do. You just got to stand here and wait for the train.
You try yoga, just zen out?
No, then you get mugged.
The subway is like the human body. It has to regenerate itself at night. And if you're awake to see it, all the mysterious workings come out into the open. Chugging into the station comes something from out of a Mad Max movie, a giant, dirty, yellow garbage scow. Windows boarded up, and the open car is filled with dumpsters. A team jumps off to load up the day's filth from the station as frustrated passengers look on.
Garbage. That's what it was, garbage.
Late night riders get to see every train, except the one they're actually waiting for. There's the ghost trains without passengers being shuttled to repair yards and storage, and the work trains with their own cranes for hoisting railroad ties. And then there's the money train. For security reasons, no one talks in detail about how the money in the system is collected and moved, but the money train is legendary. At the Union Square station, a deep rumble shakes the platform. Then a yellow behemoth emerges from the tunnel, belching diesel fumes and blowing hot air on all the waiting passengers. This is the vac track, a giant vacuum train gobbling up the trash thrown onto the tracks by daytime commuters. The guys driving it invite me inside for a ride back uptown, and from the front cab you can see what awaits in the tunnel up ahead. Discarded newspapers, Gatorade bottles, fare cards and batteries, coffee cup lids and McDonald's bags.
St. Patrick's Day we have green trash, Halloween we have mask costumes on the track.
New Year's Eve you get a lot of horns and hats.
Aquilino Benitez and Haywood Irvin keep their eyes on the track ahead, looking for things that can clog up the vacuum train. They've had to stop for bowling balls and bicycles before. The vac track only goes 2 miles an hour, so rats can usually scurry out of the way before the suction can get them.
I mean, if you heard us coming, they heard us coming. They were pretty loud. You can't miss us. But sometimes you do get a slow rat that won't make it, and it will get sucked up. But I tell you, they're resilient. When you dump them out, they're not dead. They'll jump right out.
As we pass through each station, you can see the late-night passengers go from hope that their train has arrived to disappointment, to confusion over what this big, stinky train is doing. The guys driving the vac track get a quick glimpse of what New York is up to late at night.
A lot of romance. A lot of romance. You see people holding hands, more so at night, kissing, or coming in from having dinner or a movie. Night is for lovers.
As they drop me off at Times Square, it's 2:30 in the morning, and romance is nowhere to be found. Just the dance of the construction workers. They climb up the sides of the tunnel walls, replacing tiles. Orange-vested electricians walk the track. A whistle gives them the all clear. Then they have only 10 or 15 minutes to do their job before another train comes screaming into the station. Howard Smith, the supervisor in the subway system, says despite the electrified third rail and the speeding trains, he's much more comfortable walking on the tracks than he is on the streets of New York.
Because I know this environment. I know the pitfalls and I know the upsides to this environment. There's a lot of unknowns when you walk the street, you know.
There's a few unknowns underground, too. Back up at Columbus Circle, an unmarked train moves into the station. As it passes by, you can see bars on the windows. One of the people waiting, Eddie Brown, gets excited.
What is it?
The money train.
How do you know?
I know. I'm in New York for 40 years. I know the money train when I see the money train.
That's the sad irony for these late-night subway riders. Their $2 fares managed to catch a train before they did. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Photos of Robert Smith's after-hours adventures in the New York City subway are at npr.org. NPR's series continues tomorrow on Weekend Edition.